Do you think it's reasonable at this point, assuming you could get it paid for, to utilize bevacizumab, you know, single agent without interferon in clinical practice?
I think it is reasonable whether the same results that were observed in the clinical trial will be seen with Avastin alone or bevacizumab alone, I think remains something to be determined.
What do we know about Avastin by itself in renal cell cancer?
I think that the two trials that have been conducted with bevacizumab by itself are a randomized trial of bevacizumab versus a placebo in patients who had failed high-dose IL-2. It's a small randomized phase 2 trial conducted at the NCI that showed there was an improvement in time progression over placebo. And then there was the trial presented at last year's ASCO of bevacizumab with or without erlotinib that showed that there was no advantage to the addition of erlotinib, but that the time to progression in that population is similar to what was observed in the phase 3 trial just presented at this year's ASCO.